Welcome to the break room with Robert Littell and the lovely Jill Monroe from Jocks and Stiletto Jill. And as you know, I'm from Black Sports Online. We do apologize. Had a little bit of technical difficulties to get started, but we're here. You can take your break a little bit later with us because we have a whole lot of stuff to talk about, you know, today on the break room. So thank you for joining us. Jill, how are you doing out in sunny California? Hey.
I am amazing because it is warm. And it's Tuesday, so we're ready to get started with the break room.
Awesome, awesome. It's actually 60 degrees here in St. Louis, so I'm happy. I'm in a very happy mood. It's 60 and sunny. The snow is melting. And, you know, Jill, I just got back from the great city of New Orleans. I enjoyed some of the NBA All-Star Game festivities. You know, what did you think about the game? What did you think about the new dunk contest Saturday night, Kendrick's performance, Vanilla Ice? Even made an appearance. What'd you think about the weekend?
Listen. Okay, so obviously, if we're talking about the music part, Kendrick Lamar and Pharrell. Pharrell was everything. He has hits on hits on hits. So that was amazing. You know, he brought out Snoop, Nelly, Diddy. Come on, you get a little concert and some basketball. That's what's up. Really happy for Kyrie Irving. Sad for the city of Cleveland because they know he can ball and he's going to be gone just like LeBron was. So there's that. Now, All-Star and Carmelo. I mean, at first I thought Carmelo was going to get the MVP, but then Kyrie took over in the fourth. I know Carmelo had to be sitting here thinking this is what it's like to play with awesome teammates and, you know, I don't have to have the whole load on me unless I want to show out. I don't care what he's saying. He's out of New York. Don't believe the hype. But anyway, All-Star Saturday night. There are a lot of complaints about the dunk contest, but there's always complaints about the dunk contest. I like the changes in theory. They didn't execute the proper way, but in theory. I don't mind the freestyle battle thing and, you know, the kind of teams for the first round. That's different. I like some of the dunks that they did with each other, mostly the East because the West really couldn't seem to get it together. I don't know why Harrison Barnes was there. He was just there for the turn-up, it looked like. But then they got into the individual rounds. I thought it should be one round, head-to-head. I like the head-to-head thing. Knock those guys out, and then the three guys go up against each other. So that's what I would tell the NBA, to add another round. And then in the freestyle round, you can do East-West team votes. I know that it's about this charity thing, and I'm all about charity. That's awesome. But you got to bring back the 10s and the 9s and the votes. I think that that is an important element. And that way you still can have the crowd vote on the last round of dunks so that you have your audience involved. But you got to keep a little bit of the old and add some new spice to it to keep it fresh, you know?
Well, I mean, you pretty much said everything that I was going to say. So what I want to talk about. Yeah, I mean, it was great. I mean, that's exactly what I was going to say, more or less. So I have more time to talk about this pulled pork sandwich that I got at the Smoothie King Arena. It was possibly the greatest pulled pork sandwich of all time. I don't know if you eat that stuff. I know you're healthy living and all that stuff. But it had some barbecue sauce on it. There's some chips. It was wonderful. But I definitely agree with everything that you said. I do have one question, though, Jill, because I want a female perspective, you know, from this. You know, I'm on Twitter. I got a lot of followers. I'm on Instagram, on the gram, you know, as they say. And everybody always looks so nice in their pictures on Instagram and on Twitter. But then, you know, I was down there and I was in the streets. You know, I was on Bourbon Street. I was out there. I was on Canal. I was in the Instagram and the real life wasn't matching up for me. Am I being catfished by these girls on Twitter, you know, and Instagram? Because I saw a lot of outfits that didn't quite match up with body types and whatnot.
You know, it's not just filters, because filters are one thing. They can, you know, give you that glow and whatever else. But really, there are apps out there that can add makeup, you know, that can airbrush yourself, take a little bit off of this curve, add a little bit to that one, and females are utilizing it. They are taking advantage. I mean, it's the perfect thirst trap, because then when you see them in person, you may not care.
Now see, Liz is breaking. I mean, not Liz. Why'd I call you Liz?
I don't know. I'm Jill.
But Jill is breaking it down for you so you can't get catfish, you know, at the All-Star Game or these events. You know, they got it's sorcery, so you got to watch out. But speaking of the
FaceTime. I'm telling you what you need to hit off is FaceTime. Because if you get on FaceTime, it's not there's no tricks for that. There's no trickery with that. Get on FaceTime. They might try and get in shadows or crouch back, but, you know, ultimately FaceTime, one-on-one, boo.
Bad lighting, FaceTime, I got you. Now, speaking of the turn-up, though, it looks like someone else was getting turned up, you know, this weekend. It was Ray Rice, you know, from the Baltimore Ravens. You know, we have accounts that he and his fiance, you know, the woman that he has a child with, got into a, you know, big fight at an Atlantic City casino, and depending on who you believe, he may have uppercutted her and KO'd or gave her the Mike Tyson uppercut from Mike Tyson punch out, or the, you know, for the youngins, you know, the bus driver, you going to jail now, you know, uppercut for someone like me, street fighter, you know, uppercut, you know, what do you think about that? You know, there's reports that she maybe struck him first or she spit on him. They both was arrested. You know, what do you come down on that if a female puts her hands or spits on a male first and then he retaliates?
Okay, first of all, I don't know what's going on with those noises, so sorry if it's on my end. I think spitting is one of the most vile things that you can do to someone. Having said that, you know, I don't think that you should put your hands on anyone. And when you do, you should be prepared that the other person might retaliate. Now, having said that, does that justify him striking her and allegedly uppercutting her and knocking her out? Absolutely not. As a man, you are supposed to know to walk away. She's going that, I mean, if you got to look like a punk for 2 seconds because you, you know, went and got assistance from security or something like that to maintain yourself, then that's what you have to do. Just the physical altercations in public, that's just not something that I think people should be involved in. I mean, I can't imagine what got them to that point. At a resort that are engaging in fisticuffs.
I have a little scoop on that. You know, the birdie has told me that, you know, his fiance, this is not the first time that she's gotten into an altercation either with other women, men. She seems to be that type. She has a little bit of a temper. So this is maybe the first time that it's been documented. You know, she was arrested actually for shoplifting. Back in the day. Now, why an NFL girlfriend, fiance would have to steal a purse, that's something totally different. But she has a little bit of a...
Hey, shoplifting can be about many things. Maybe she, you know, let's not go there.
No, that, well, I mean, but she may have, you know, a temper. And this is not the first time something physical has happened. Not necessarily between them. I can't say that for sure. But definitely with her and others, and so she seems to show out a little bit, you know, in public, kind of to go to your point. And, you know, while we're talking about public altercations, we have to talk a little bit about private altercations or private events of Darren Sharper. Now up to multiple women accusing him of rape. The police are saying that he is drugging these women with Ambien. Before assaulting them, he has the two official charges in L.A., but, you know, we have multiple states now that are involved, and it's not looking too good, you know, for him. You know the old saying, you know, one time, you know, maybe a coincidence, twice a coincidence, you know, three times, you know, it may be a pattern. You know, what are your thoughts about that? And can you tell us a little bit, something that you and I talked about off air, but about athletes when they retire, the struggles that they have, and how someone, you know, from the outside looking in, the normal fan would say, well, why would he do something like this? You know, maybe you can give a little different perspective on the struggles that athletes have after retirement.
Well, I mean, first of all, it's possible serial rapists and using drugs. I mean, that is beyond scary. And I'm sure a lot of the women, you know, the LA situation, it was actually two women together. I believe they said, like, they were friends or something. No. Is that it? I might be mixing
two separate women.
Two separate incidents. Okay, I'm sorry. But they both started off at a public place where they were with people, and they felt comfortable enough to go with him back to his room or whatever. I mean, he's a handsome guy. You know, the thing is, realistically, a lot of these women might have just given it to him regardless, but he didn't give them that option. He drugged them. And the conversation that you and I had recently was about when players retire, it's not the same. People just assume, oh, you know, they're retired. It's very different from their active playing days. I was sharing with Rob that, you know, some of those girls, the younger ones especially, and he seems to like younger women, would probably rather turn up with DeSean Jackson than Darren Sharper, because Darren is now the old guy in the club. No matter how fine he is, no matter that he was on NFL Network, and I'm not saying that this is what caused him to engage in these activities, if true. I'm just using this as sort of an example of what happens with older players. When they become the old guy in the club, they kind of become bitter because the women don't come as easily. And it's not just flocking. And then, too, it's also not necessarily the same quality of women. We know that players get used to a certain type, and they have that type for the length of their career. And then once they retire, those same women may not be interested in them because the money may or may not be there, or they may have to trick a little harder to get those same types. Who knows? Just all sorts of different things. And it creates a sort of bitterness in some players where it angers them that they aren't getting the same amount of attention. So,
well, you know, if true, you know, it's always innocent until proven guilty, but if true, you know, I hope they, you know, lock them up and throw away the key, because, like you said, that's not just, you know, so it's a crime that is just so blatantly evil that I think people are having a hard time even, you know, thinking that it's possible. But if, you know, if they have the evidence and they can prove it, he definitely needs to be thrown under the jail. Well, it's time now for your questions. You know, you guys send us questions on Twitter, Facebook, via the hashtag The Break Room. And we try to get as many questions as we can on air. We have about 4 questions that we're going to get to really quickly. And we're going to start off with the question that everybody's been talking about more or less. And, you know, Jill being our NBA expert and everything, who is on your Mount Rushmore of NBA players, Jill?
So here's the thing, and I'm going to be really quick with this. I have a really hard time choosing onlys, and especially 4, you know, the greatest basketball players of all time. I can tell you 2, and I'm going to leave the other 2 slots open because I just can't make a decision. So 2 of my definites, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, transformed the game of basketball, both of them in their own different ways during the 80s. Magic, of course, was Showtime. Showtime basketball actually changed the entertainment value of basketball as a whole and brought it up. And then Jordan, obviously, no words, happy belated birthday. His birthday was yesterday.
So was my little princess's birthday was yesterday.
Happy birthday to the little princess. Getting expensive. She getting up there. You got your shotgun ready?
Yeah, I got some.
So who's on yours, Rob?
Well, my Mount Rushmore has been the same for a very long time. It starts with Wilt Chamberlain, not just necessarily because of his basketball skills, but his off the court.
30,000 women? Well. Isn't that what he said? 30,000?
Magic Johnson is also on my Mount Rushmore for the same thing that you said. I thought, you know, bringing in that era of the point guards that are flashy, that also are bigger. We see that a lot now, but, you know, when he came out, it was something totally different. Somebody that big, so talented with the ball, could shoot, could finish, could assist, could play multiple positions. You know, we see stuff like that from LeBron now, and we're like, man, that's amazing. He could play, you know, 4 positions, but Magic was doing that without some of the, just the physical athletic ability that, like, LeBron has. So I always thought that was amazing. Of course, you know, you have Jordan, doesn't even need to talk about it. It's Michael Jordan, I mean, right, more or less. And I always have an interesting one, Oscar Robertson, because I just find it fascinating that someone can actually average a triple-double in an NBA season. If you look at his stats without a three-point line, and he was close to a triple-double almost his entire career. You know, it's not just one season. This is almost an entire career. You know, once again, for guards to be able to be that potent of a scorer, you know, a scorer like, you know, Durant, you know, an assist man, you know, like CP3 and rebound.
All he did was win in high school, one in college, won his first year in the league. Doesn't he have more titles than anybody? Come on.
Yeah, just a great, great player, you know, overall. So that's my Mount Rushmore. Now, the second question that we have, Jill, it's interesting to me. It comes from of Twitter, at T James. That's TEEJ. AINES, want to make sure I got it right. I don't know if it was because they were watching TV or watching some shows, but what they want to know is do we believe, or do people believe in general, that some media members are favorable to certain players, you know, on their, maybe on their, not necessarily their payroll, but because they're buddy-buddy with them, that they treat certain players differently, you know, than others. What's your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. Without question. You know, everyone has... The thing about the no bias thing is that some people manage it well and, you know, can look at things objectively, and there's that. Then there are people that have their favorites, and they're very vocal about their favorites. But there are also people that are going to be in the mix for said athlete. It happens. It happens in entertainment. It happens with most things. Somebody, some way, is going to make sure that you have a cheerleader, your pom-pom person for you, because I guess they feel like it's a necessary evil to combat the evilness that is the media evil empire, i.e. us.
Well, you know, I don't mind that as long as they are upfront with it. You know, if you are a fan of Tim Tebow, like Skip Bayless, at least we know upfront. You know, the ones that bother me are the ones that try to act, you know, like they don't have a bias when it's blatantly, you know, obvious. So just be honest with your, you know, if you're in media, be honest with the people that watch you, listen, and read, so they know what your biases are up front. Then that way, when you're giving opinions on things, they can take that, you know, into consideration. You know, speaking of biases and media and media treatment of certain players, Michael Vick, who has went through it, you know, in various, over various years with the media for various things, and Little Bow Wow, I still call him Little Bow Wow, are coming out with a line of do-rags, wave caps, wave grease, brushes, and things of that. You know, personally, you know, I'm all about, you know, entrepreneurship, you know, and if it's profitable and it makes, you know, money, you know, hey, it's a positive type of thing. Now, they took a lot of slander on Twitter and social media about it. What are your thoughts on Vicks and Bow Wow's do-rag business?
I mean... Yeah, that's all you, Rob. That's all you. I don't have any thoughts. It's just go, you know, enterprise.
Well, listen, I tell you, if you guys don't have money to buy the Michael Vick do-rag, I can tell you a three-step process. You go to Sally Beauty Salon, okay? You go to Sally Beauty Salon, you'll get you one of those brushes, the horse brush. You'll get you some pink moisturizer, you know, the from back in the day. You get some pink moisturizer. Let your hair grow out a little bit. You know, keep brushing with the pink moisturizer. Make sure your barber is cutting this way, not that way. You know, cut this way. You know, cut toward the groove, and your waves will be like the Atlantic Ocean in less than 3 months. That's a little something from me to you. But we got to get to this last question and get out of here. And it's Keith. I think Keith is from Facebook, and he wants to know what we thought about, you know, Skylar Diggins in the SI swimsuit, you know, issue.
Well, for me, I know that there's, you know, a lot of discussion about Skylar and her actual basketball skills versus her looks. And, you know, being completely honest, we know that her looks have fueled the attention for her. I mean, it just is what it is. She's an attractive woman. Now, as far as basketball, she's good, but she does need to work on her game. There is a transition from, you know, college to the pros, no matter if you're a man or a woman in the WNBA. And midway through the season, she did get her spot kind of taken. So, you know, I'm not mad at her. Those opportunities aren't always going to be there. What is it, the Dakota twins or Dylan and Dakota? They're coming on her heels after her. I mean, you have to take the money while it's there. But I hope that she takes this offseason to really work on her game once it kind of dies down. I understand the NBA and both Roc Nation would have wanted her at All-Star. You know, people want her in the swimsuit issue. She's hot. That's what's going to happen. And you have to, you know, take advantage of those opportunities. But make sure that you, you know, work on your on-the-court game, too, so that you still have the respect there.
Yeah, I think as long as she's decent, you know, she doesn't have to be great, she will get these opportunities. And I don't think there's anything, you know, wrong with that. You know, if you got it, you know, flaunt it. You know, that's the reason, like you said, she was at NBA All-Star and people were taking pictures of her at the party. And, you know, not knocking the WNBA, but if you ask someone to act, you know, name 10 players in the WNBA, she's always going to be on that list, and she's always going to be toward the beginning of it. So, you know, take advantage. Hey, you only live once, and, you know, beauty can be fading. So, you know, try to make as much money as you can. And she looked pretty good in the pictures. They did a good a good job, you know, for that. But we're going to get out of here, so I'll let Jill wrap it on up for us.
All right, guys, so we thank you for taking your time out of your break. We're sorry we were a little bit late, but, you know, things happen. Make sure you catch up with us next Tuesday. Remember to subscribe to The Break Room on iTunes as well as YouTube. So if you can't catch us during your break, you can always get back with us later. Now, get back to work, and make sure you check out JacksonStilettoJill.com and Black Sports Online. Don't want to forget that. Follow Robert at BLK Sports Online, me at Stiletto Jill, and we will see you next week.
Hey, Amari, this is real polo right here. Not that fake stuff that you
were doing. Oh, God, real no polo association.
It's real polo. Now, I'm not gonna tell you where I got it from, you know, Marshalls, but it's real polo, though. Real polo, not that fake stuff. All right, you guys have a good one.